A story that's particularly caught my eye this week is all about cheating. Now, if you think about the idea of cheating, most of us would think that that would leave us feeling quite bad, feeling quite guilty, maybe wishing we hadn't done it. And that's what people predict when they're asked, how would you feel after cheating? But this study, published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, actually found that although they predicted that negative feeling, people actually felt really good after cheating in this study. So what they did was they gave people some problems to solve, and then they let them mark their own sheets and report how many problems they'd correctly solved. So, of course, there's a chance to cheat there. You can say that you solved more problems than you actually did. They were getting paid per problem, so you get a bigger reward. So they then asked them how they were feeling afterwards, and they found that the people who cheated actually felt happier, they felt more positive than the people who didn't.
So this reward system, did people feel better if they got a bigger reward? The more they cheated, the better they felt?
So that was one of the problems with their first study, was the people who cheated obviously got more money. So they did another one where they varied the level of financial reward. So sometimes the people who cheated would only be getting maybe 10p more, not enough really to make you feel positive. But they still felt good about it. So what they think is that it's something about the feeling of having done something naughty and got away with it leaves them feeling good. They even found that you get a boost when you're not the one who does the cheating. Someone else does it for you. So in this example, you did the problems, someone else marked them, and then that other person misreported your score. And you still felt good about it. Now, this is quite interesting from an evolutionary perspective and also a little bit worrying, because we tend to do things again if they've made us feel good. So this might suggest that if you've had the opportunity to cheat once and realise how good you can feel about it, you might be more likely to cheat again. Now, these were quite controlled circumstances, and there were no real negatives to the cheating. There was no obvious loser. So it may not be the same if someone's really losing out. But in this study, at least, it seemed like we're all a load of cheaters.
Well, that's how you feel when you get the pub quiz sheet passed around to you, and the power of marking it. You feel really good if you get to sort of sneak an extra mark, even if it makes no difference overall. Thanks so much, Ginny. And as always, you can find more information, including references to the papers we've had a chat about, on our website, nakedscientist.com/news.